Where in the Bible will I find that God's Word is complete? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. God gave to mankind His complete and perfect revelation, disclosing all that man needs to obtain redemption and remission of sins. Paul writes to Timothy, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Now, since God made man, and since He knew everything man needed, both spiritual and physical, surely He knew how to communicate His will to man. God directed the Holy Spirit to reveal His complete and perfect will. Of the Old Testament revelation, we read, "Knowing this, first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for this prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." 2 Peter 1:20 and 21. When the New Testament had its inauguration, we read that inspired apostles began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, Acts 2, verse 4. In view of this careful presentation of the Word of God, how could anyone think or even suggest that we need some human being sitting on some human throne, making himself head of the church on earth, to tell us that the Scriptures are incomplete and that we are to go by His teaching and His traditions rather than by the Holy Bible? You see, God was careful to give all that was necessary for any believer of the Word of God to be saved. "According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue." That's 2 Peter 1, verse 3. Within the Scriptures, God's Word has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. There is nothing else we need to ask for nor seek. Anything more or anything less would not pertain to life and godliness. So, there is no need for any catechism, prayer books, or creeds of any kind, except the Bible, which is the holy Word of God. Therefore, we must accept only the Bible, for the Bible only will make Christians only. And as the Bible, God's Word, will judge us in the last day, John 12:48, then we certainly do not want to trust our salvation to any so-called vicar of God and Christ on earth.